Monday, and not bad. 66-ish. Around here, at least. Going to cool off on Tuesday and Wednesday. Might see some rain later on this week. But a little bit cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take it.
Alexa told me there was a chance of rain today. But okay. I think it depends. Slight chance.
We'll get to the Monday morning throwback a bit later on. Scott Robert Shaw obviously is on vacation this week, so we will take over for any kind of news and bad news with happy music and all that stuff. Plenty of stuff going around. Plenty of stuff to talk about. If you want to get in touch with us, you can visit rockmornings.com. Check out the website, rockmornings.com, for all of our contact information. You can text us, email us, social media feeds. You can also listen to the program live at rockmornings.com or check out our daily podcast as well. Lots and lots going on.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
Kinda.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't know. Not fun in the sense that I was on a merry-go-round or anything like that or at a carnival. But, I mean, we had a good time. We, you know, got stuff done and ran errands, all that crap. I know you were in Black Earth doing mom stuff, so.
Yeah, we did do something fun, though. On the way down, we stopped at Tumbled Rock outside of Devil's Lake State Park.
Yes.
And I had never been there before. So it's a brewery and a restaurant outside of the...
It's in Baraboo, essentially, right?
North entrance of the state park, of Devil's Lake State Park. So it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, we've been there several times in the past, and it's gorgeous. Obviously, that outdoor patio is phenomenal with all the different seating and fire pits and all that stuff that they've got. And they've got a little stage. That stage, by the way, is brand new. They just built that because the first time we went there, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And the last time we were there actually was not too long ago. And our buddy Derek Ramnerace was setting up to play. So, yeah. And they've got the inside, which has got amazing food. They've got mimosa flights that they do in there as well.
We had a beer flight, a bloody, and some lunch, but it was Saturday, so it was not nice to sit outside. It was like winter again, but so that was a cool stop on the way down to take care of a bunch of business. I enjoyed it.
Some Atreyu and Foo Fighters on the way. Again, if you need something, get in touch with us. Visit rockmornings.com.
More of your Rock Mornings coming up in just a bit.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw. He is gone this week for vacation. We got up. Well, I always get up early, obviously, even on the weekends. But Saturday, got up, and I was doing some work, and we had, actually, the wife and I had, on Friday, we had gone out for some drinks and met up with the boss man and his wife, because it was her birthday get-together at a local establishment. So we stopped and had a few drinks, and then we grabbed some food on our way home. And I had... Obviously, Saturday was record store day, and so my wife really wanted to get that. There's like a Beatles mini record player that comes Yeah, so she really wanted that, and I said, well, I get up earlier than you. Usually on the weekends, I'll be up somewhere around 3-4 o'clock, which is sleeping in for me still. But but she doesn't usually get up till almost 7, and the record store opened at 10, and so I said, well, I can get up and do some stuff, have some coffee, and then I can head down there. And when I got up on Saturday, I didn't really feel like going. So I waited for her to wake up, and then she finally got up, and we ended up going down there, and we were, I don't know, 7th or 8th in line. Most people were apparently there for Olivia Rodrigo.
There was a lot of different record store stuff.
Yeah, there was a Nirvana thing or a Linkin Park thing. There was a Public Enemy album, a lot of vinyl, obviously. But she was able to get her hands on the Beatles thing, and she also bought the Seven Dust record. But we stood in line for, I don't know, about 2 hours. Of course, it was like freezing-ass cold
winter,
out Saturday basically. Morning.
Winter.
Yeah, some snow, very blustery, but I don't know what the hell happened, but we went home after that, kind of got up, got dressed, got ready. We ran an errand or two. We had to go to Menards and then went to lunch. And on the way to lunch, we were driving out towards Holman. I fell asleep in the car, just randomly driving. And then after lunch, on the way back home, I fell asleep again. And I was like, I told her, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm not sick. I feel fine. I said, but I can't keep my eyes open. So I went upstairs. This is at like, I don't know, 3 p.m. on Saturday. And I took, I don't know, about an hour nap. And so I got up. I went downstairs. We fed the dogs. We're just hanging around and... We didn't really feel like going out and doing anything, so I ended up going to bed at like 6 o'clock. I'm like, I'm done, man. I don't know what the hell happened to me today. I don't know if maybe I need to get caught up from last week still, but I just am out. I checked out on Saturday night at about 6:30 and I was in bed and I slept really well. And then yesterday we got up and we ran some errands again. We went grocery shopping and yeah. And then went to a bar, watched the Celtics game. Stopped and had dinner on the way
home.
I
think it might have been the weather on Saturday.
I don't know.
We were traveling down to take care of some business with my family, and I was having a hard time staying awake in the car as well.
It was weird, though.
It was winter. It was winter again. But yesterday, much improved. Sunshine was out. Windy, but a lot better.
Today is Earth Day. Also, National Jelly Bean Day. I don't know why Jelly Bean Day wouldn't be around closer to Easter. I suppose Easter can be this late.
It can. Oh, yeah.
But more, we'll get to some Earth Day stuff this morning. We've got Bad News, Happy Music coming up later on. We'll get to sports as well.
Wind's going to pick up this afternoon, by the way, and we could see some rain.
And again, Scott Robert Shaw on vacation this week. I know that the vice president's coming to town. She's going to be in La Crosse today. Is that the only stop here in Wisconsin for her?
I am unsure about that.
I think, and it's apparently going to be this afternoon at the La Crosse Center. So if you work downtown or if you plan on being downtown here in La Crosse later on today, it's probably going to impact your travel. Trying to get around in downtown La Crosse, find some parking, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they've released a schedule as to when she's going to be at the center, but I do know it's supposed to be at the La Crosse Center this afternoon. The Vice President Kamala Harris coming to town.
I think 2:30, but I'm not.
Okay, somewhere around. So I'll be long gone.
Yeah.
My wife's got intake today, so she's bummed because she won't be able to get over there and try to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Foo Fighters in a bit. Right now, it's Rockfest music from Atreyu. Tune is called Gone.
Rock Mornings. On air. Online. On the app.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene, the Foo Fighters, my hero. The Brewers on fire right now. Sweeping the Cardinals this weekend. 2-1 win in 10 innings on Friday. Then they had a nice 12-5 win on Saturday. And a 2-0 win yesterday. Brewers, I believe, have won four in a row. And, of course, sweeping the Cardinals over the weekend. Now in Pittsburgh tonight for the start of a three-game series against the Pirates. 5:40 first pitch. And I think the Pirates just got swept by the Red Sox over the weekend, too. So the Pirates are not a good team. Should be more fodder for the Brewers. NBA playoffs kicked off this weekend. Cavs with a 1-0 series lead on the Magic, thanks to a 97-83 win on Saturday. T-Wolves all over the Suns in game one of that series on Saturday, 120-95. Knicks took a 1-0 series lead on the 76ers, thanks to a 111-104 win on Saturday. And Denver over the Lakers, Saturday night, 114-103, they take a 1-0 series lead. As I mentioned earlier, we went out for the Celtics game yesterday, and they didn't let me down. They shot all the threes.
Oh.
Celtics beat the Heat 114-94 in game one of that series. Clippers over the Mavericks yesterday, 109-97. Bucks, even without Giannis, got 35, I think, from Dame.
Nice.
Taking a 1-0 series lead on the Pacers with
last
a 109-94 win yesterday. And then the Thunder over the Pelicans last night, 94-92. NBA playoffs continue tonight with Orlando at Cleveland. Game two of that series is at 6 p.m. on NBA TV. Philly at New York, 6:30 p.m. on, I think that's on ESPN. And then the Lakers and Nuggets are at 9 p.m. for game two of that series. NHL playoffs, of course, kicked off this weekend. They continue tonight with Toronto at Boston. Game 2 at 6 p.m. on ESPN. Rangers at Panthers. Game 2 of that series is on ESPN 2 at 6:30. Vegas at Dallas for Game 1 of that series at 8:30 on ESPN. And the Kings at the Oilers for Game 1 of that series at 9 o'clock on ESPN 2. Tyler Reddick got a big win. His first one of the season after race leader Michael McDowell started a massive crash at Talladega. He went spinning off Brad Keselowski's bumper in the tri-oval heading into the finish line. Yeah. He was trying to block everybody from coming up from behind him and didn't have any luck. So Reddick was able to slip past Keselowski and everybody else to get to the finish line first and got himself a nice win yesterday at Talladega Super Speedway. And longtime ESPN producer and statistician Howie Schwab, star of Stump the Schwab from 2000s, early to mid-2000s, he died on Saturday at the age of 63. SportsCenter airing a tribute to Schwab during its Saturday morning show. ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale also shared the news on social media. He said Schwab battled various health issues. No cause of death was immediately given, but yeah, Stump to Schwab was a game show that ESPN had back in the 2000s, and this guy obviously was a stat nerd, knew a lot of stuff, and so people would go up against him trying to win prizes, and he passed away over the weekend at the age of 63. Rock Mornings, Brian and Gene, sports. So much sports thing happening. NASCAR, baseball, hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs.
This is where they all kind of overlap.
Obviously, Major League Baseball, college baseball. I mean, it's just baseball all over the place. You got track still?
Yes. Drugs? Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, still running?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Till like 11 o'clock at night?
not quite that late, but yeah, it feels like it. Another one tomorrow. Conference meet is in 2 weeks, I think.
Really? All right. Asking Alexandria on the way. Again, if you need something, get in touch with us. Visit rockmornings.com for all the details.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene. That, of course, Tool and Schism. Probably won't hear anybody performing Tool songs on American Idol. I mean, Daughtry did some rock tunes, but not a lot of Tool or Slayer getting sung on Idol. ABC tonight, American Idol. If you can't get enough singing, go over to NBC. They got The Voice. If you can't get enough singing and dancing, then go over to Fox because they got So You Think You Can Dance. All the competition shows are on tonight. Deal or No Deal Island, also on NBC. New stand-up special on Netflix called Fern Brady Autistic Bikini. All-American, NCIS, and NCIS Hawaii all on tonight. Kimmel is the only show that's new tonight. Everybody else is in repeats. He's got Kim Kardashian, Ramon Rodriguez, and Real Estate joining him. Wonder if he'll ask about the Taylor Swift diss track. That was the big news on the internet this weekend.
Sure was.
Was it Thank You, Amy, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the sitch here? I have no idea. I don't pay attention to any of this crap, but there's a diss track on Taylor's new album.
Supposedly.
About Kim Kardashian. What did Kim do to her? Is she just mean girl?
Long time ago, I believe there was a...
A shared boyfriend?
No, a fake like voicemail where they claimed that she said something she didn't, and
the Kardashians claim that Taylor Swift said something?
Yes.
And Taylor didn't do it, and now Taylor's holding that grudge 40 years later?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what people care about. Interesting.
31 songs in one.
Two albums, one, right?
Yeah, a double album.
All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024 announced last night on American Idol, by the way. 16 inductees this year.
Mm.
In the performers category, Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy as a solo artist, and A Tribe Called Quest. Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5 and one of Motown's creators, Norman Whitfield. Big Mama Thornton will be inducted as in the musical influence category, along with British blues musicians Alexis Corner and John Mayall. Induction ceremony taking place October 19th in Cleveland. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. It'll be available to stream on Hulu the next day. And we'll get a special broadcast on ABC at a later date. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcing their inductees yesterday. Including Ozzy.
Not in there already, huh?
Well, in there, obviously, it with Black Sabbath.
But not...
Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Cher, Dave Matthews Band. Makes me feel old. Listening to Dave Matthews Band in high school, you know, and now don't you have to be around for like ever to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Been around forever.
Cool in the Gang. I'm excited. That's a big part of our trip, obviously, when we go home in June to visit my friends and family. We're stopping in Cleveland. We're staying at the Christmas Story House. We're going to stay there for two nights. And then we're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
That'll be super cool.
Probably going to spend the entire day at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Going to take in a Red Sox game. that Tom Brady thing is happening. Still waiting to figure out about tickets for that. I don't know if it's going to be a thing. June 12th.
Yeah, I saw.
A celebration of all things Tom Brady.
I saw.
It's going to be so good. I might just go down there and just be around it, even if I can't get tickets. One of those situations, you know? What? You would do that for...
No, I get it. I understand.
Whoever you're... I mean, it used to be Brett Favre. I mean, you were crying in a bar.
I was.
Over Brett Favre retiring. Don't tell me about Tom Brady.
Originally.
Which time was it? The first, second, or third?
Before he broke up with us.
Before he went to the Vikings?
Yes.
Or the Jets? Which one was it?
Before he went...
Before the Jets and then the Vikings?
Before.
Okay. Yeah.
Before.
Are you out on Brett Favre now?
Yes.
Okay, so are you out on Aaron Rodgers as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy a ticket to go to some induction thing, no.
No? All right. Is there a Packer player that you would go to? Donald Driver?
Probably not. I mean, I respect, but not going to make a particular trip to go to a ceremony, no.
We were talking earlier about the vice president coming to La Crosse later on this afternoon. Apparently, it's not open to the public. So you won't be able to just go down there and get checked in and whatnot, but it's around 2:30, you said?
Yeah, but arrives in La Crosse at the airport at 11:30, so that trek from there downtown will
be cool to see Air Force One, right? Or whatever.
It's always cool to see
that. She's not on Air Force One. What the hell does she ride in?
I don't know, but it will,
the helicopter?
There will be security and all of that. And then she's meeting with some nursing home care workers, apparently at 12:50, and then at 2:45 will be the campaign event, if you will.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, again, take note. Downtown La Crosse Airport, 11:30 flying in, somewhere around there. And then later on downtown, it's going to be kind of a bleep show with the VP in town along with all the security and everything. Earth Day stuff coming up. Today, of course, Earth Day. We've got some stats and info on that. We're going to get to some good news in a little bit as well. Bad news, happy music later on, the friggin' sports. Read your emails, text messages. If you want to get in touch with us, visit rockmornings.com. Here's POD.
Rock Mornings, only on 95.7 The Rock.
Payable on Death, that is POD, Youth of the Nation. Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene. Shaw out this week, vacationing. Myrtle Beach, right? South Carolina. Assuming he made it safely.
Hopefully he's got good weather, too. We've got sunshine to start the morning, and then it looks like clouds with the return of showers by this afternoon.
I'll have to wait till tomorrow to mow.
Also windy again this afternoon, supposedly.
So we did not get a new bird feeder. I think I'll just stick with this one for now. Maybe next year get a new one, but it's considerably larger than the other one we had. So the shepherd's pole that we have bends considerably. I always worry that I'm going to put that thing on there and the stupid pole is going to snap. We got one squirrel that likes to try to run up the pole, and I haven't greased it. Several people have reached out to me and said you should put some Vaseline on it, keep the squirrels from getting on the bird feeder. I don't really care all that much. I mean, whatever. Most of the seed ends up on the ground anyways, and the birds are fine with that. They seem to be okay. But this one squirrel... Saturday morning after I got done working on the computer, I stood there for maybe 10 minutes and watched this squirrel over and over and over again. Just climb up, trying to get a running start, you know, and go up as quick as he can. And he slides right down. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to get a book, too. Like one of those identifier books. I know there's apps on your phone and all that crap, but I know we've got a cardinal. I mean, obviously, those are easy to find. A male and a female. We've got some kind of blackbird. There's two different ones. One of them's got like a orange and yellow on its wing.
A red-winged blackbird?
I have no idea. It's like it almost looks like candy corn. You know what I mean? It's got like an orange and yellow. It's not like the whole wing. It's just like a little spot on their wing is orange and yellow. And then we've got another one that's got kind of a bluish kind of tinge to it. And then there's the little birds, which I think are finches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got... doves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All very common.
Yeah. And there's probably several other versions or different types of birds out there, but I might have to get a book or something.
Not birds, but we saw so much roadkill on our way down to my mom's house this weekend, including a fox. And I think this is where it gets really weird. I think we saw a badger, a dead badger.
Really?
It wasn't a possum. It wasn't a raccoon. It wasn't, and but it was like that. I mean, I never before have I ever seen that. So I, but so much, and the fox, and yeah, it was weird.
Deer, obviously.
Oh, tons. I mean, that's not even noteworthy anymore, is it? No. No.
Unless it hit your car.
But I think maybe a badger.
Really? All right. Got a good story. Speaking of animals, a good story about a cat.
Okay.
Coming up in just a few minutes. Stick around for that. Brenda says Orioles like oranges.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know if they're back yet. I think
we still haven't seen the hummingbird. Is still a thing. Weekend. My wife's still holding out hope.
This weekend.
Just changed the feet on Saturday when I got up. The top part of the feeder was frozen.
Yes, I know.
Because it was so cold.
Too cold.
And so she brought it in and cleaned it up and then changed it out, made some new sugar water, whatever that is, and put it back out there this weekend. But we haven't seen a hummingbird yet. We're hoping.
Rock Mornings, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene. That, of course, Faith No More. Epic. You ever lost your wedding ring?
I don't know.
I'm shocked I haven't lost mine. I take mine off all the time. I hate wearing it.
No.
You leave yours on all the time?
No, I take it off sometimes. And mostly when I...
Shower, wash your hands?
I'm gardening.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Working in the dirt.
Couple was digging up a fishing net that was caught in the sand on a beach in Texas. As they were flinging sand and shells out of the way, they spotted a diamond ring. Had been lost about a month earlier by another couple. The couple had asked a bunch of people who own metal detectors to look for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. There was a lot. When I was at the beach, that was a thing.
And the couple was also there at the time that they were asking them to help find the ring, so they helped connect the ring with its owner. Before the ring was dug up, it apparently buried too deep for the metal detectors to have found it. So this couple happened to just be trying to drag a fishing net out of the sand and found the diamond ring and was able to get it back to the original owners.
I went to go dig it up. When you grab it, everything off top of it, it would just be like shells. So I went in and I just grabbed a handful of them and I just threw them across the beach. And when I threw them, you could just see the ring fly out with the shell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the woman's name is Desi Maldonado. She's the one who lost the ring and had a bunch of people on the beach with metal detectors looking for it. It was too deep for them to find it.
Yeah, yeah. Lost it for good, they thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you there was a nice story about a cat. I guess I don't remember this story. This is a couple of years ago. There was 47 cats in Minnesota that were rescued after being found crammed into a car at a rest stop. And you got to see the picture. Like, I read that and I'm like, 47 cats in a car.
And there really was 47?
You got to look at this picture. Come look at this picture. And I mean, all over the dash. All over the seats. Look at them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's 6 cats right there on the dash. And then there's a whole other bunch in the back seat. And apparently this was on a hot day in Minnesota. And, of course, when you got a bunch of cats in your car, you probably keep the windows up because you don't want the cats getting out if that's what you're doing. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's probably – so it's probably even hotter inside this vehicle. The cats were piled from floor to ceiling.
They sure are.
The owner apparently had been living in the car along with these 47 cats.
What? Oof.
When the ASPCA or Humane Society, whoever it was, came to the cat's rescue, the owner agreed to surrender them to an animal shelter. And now, one of the cats is in a ad campaign for Target as a model. So they got the cat all cleaned up. Looking spiffy.
Spiffy.
And 2 years later, the cat's now got a job. He's working full time as a model for Target.
Well, he was, you know, living in a car with his owner, actually, and he actually escaped. And they were looking for him. He was very, very injured. And volunteers picked him up, scooped him up, brought him to our clinic. And I could not believe my eyes.
There was a call for cats with, like, unique faces.
Yeah.
And I sent them a picture of Hercules, and they wanted him for the photo shoot. And then he ended up on the Target fragrance-free litter.
Hercules apparently was able to escape the day that they found this person with their SUV at the rest stop just outside of the Twin Cities and 47 cats inside the vehicle. And Hercules is a gray and white cat, scampered off that day, according to Nicole Perrault, a veterinarian who runs Tough Start Rescue, a Minnesota foster and adoption nonprofit. Animal rescue volunteers searched for the cat for about a month until Hercules was finally spotted sitting on someone's doorstep in the area. His jaw was fractured,
covered with maggots,
and his tongue was severely damaged. The person who found Hercules outside brought the cat to the vet clinic. Nicole said she suspected the cat was Hercules, contacted his previous owner who confirmed it. Said this gentleman said he had fallen on hard times, had been evicted. He was staying in his car with all of his cats. He was very polite. It seemed he loved them very much. He was happy to know the Hercules had been found and was getting a lot of love. But yeah, Hercules, you can see the picture of Hercules here. When they found him, not in good shape. I mean, very rough shape there, Hercules. Obviously getting some help. You see the jaw is fractured. The tongue is sticking out. IV fluids, lots and lots of love. Plenty of baths. Got him looking all cute, but he's got this little thing where his tongue kind of sticks out all the time. And so that, coupled with Target looking for a unique cat, has Hercules the cat now on the fragrance-free clumping cat litter box at Target. So if you go to Target and you notice,
you'll see that it's Hercules,
a gray and white cat with its tongue kind of sticking out on the side of the bucket, the fragrance-free clumping cat litter at Target. That's Hercules, who was apparently living in a car with 46 other cats and then spent a month on the lamb.
I don't even know how that's a thing.
Broken jaw, severely damaged tongue, maggots, the whole, and now here he is living the high life. Crazy. Hercules, Hercules. We'll get to some bear tooth in just a bit. Also, some stats about Earth Day. That's right, bitches. It's Earth Day.
That's right.
Plant a tree. Recycle.
Clean up some garbage. Whatever.
Pick up some garbage. Do that.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw.
Today is a great day.
Why? Why is that?
It is Earth Day.
I mean, I love the Earth.
Mother Earth has provided all this.
Earth Day? Oh, much better than Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Protect Mother Earth.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day has been around since 1970.
Best Earth Day ever.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
Showtime.
Earth Day. 50th annual. 1974.
Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin.
A survey asking 5,000 Americans, including residents of each and every state in the union, to rate themselves on how eco-friendly they are on a scale from 0 to 10.
This is by state?
Yeah.
Okay.
People in New Mexico rated themselves the best with an average score of 5.7.
Okay.
Yeah. But 5.7 out of 10 was the highest. It says a lot about how we feel about our eco-friendliness, I guess. Residents from California, the second most environmentally conscious, followed by Oregon, Delaware, Massachusetts, Vermont, Washington, Florida, Maryland, and Rhode Island. People in South Carolina admitted that they were the worst, with an average score of just 3.9. Tennessee, the second lowest, followed by Arizona, Ohio, and Alabama. Wisconsin, somewhere in the middle, looks like 27, tied for 26, 4.7. This is the average rating for people from Wisconsin in regards to how environmentally conscious they are. Some easy things you can do to help better the planet. Number one, stop wasting leftovers. It'll save you money. If you buy food, eat it. Personal rule, right? Make that your rule. Also takes a lot of water and resources to grow all those vegetables you buy and let rot. Obviously, box foods last a little bit longer. But yeah, they say that obviously wasting food is a major way to help, in an easy way, to help do our best for the planet. Stop overusing napkins.
We stopped and got some food on the way back home yesterday at like a drive-in. So it was like chili cheese fries and a shake and all that. But on the napkin dispenser.
Well, they're talking about paper napkins, obviously.
Yeah, take only what you need and don't waste. And I was like, I've never seen that sticker before.
Well, a lot of places years ago made the switch. You know, you think of McDonald's, and it used to be you'd just grab 100 napkins out of that thing. And then, you know, they change it to like a pull system where it's one at a time, right? So as opposed to just being able to grab a whole chunk or a wad of napkins. Same with bathrooms, right? You get those automatic paper towel dispensers. They're less and less and less, but yeah.
That's an easy way to help, all right.
They also say that trying to use cloth napkins at home. Most people don't do that. And then another easy way to help the earth on Earth Day is reusable grocery bags. I know everybody hates that. I hate it. I see people that do it. I got to be honest, though. Like, we use the plastic bags to pick up dog poop when we're out on walks. But I also have way too many plastic bags in my garage. I have two huge plastic bags full of other plastic bags.
You can take those back to the grocery store, too. I'll take those back.
Yeah. But a reusable grocery bag, good and easy way to, and a lot of places will give you a discount if you bring your own bags as well. Not much, but something. But those are some easy ways that you can help out Mother Earth on Earth Day. First Earth Day observed way back in 1970. In a new poll, 70% of Americans say the amount of pollution globally has increased, while 11% of people say it stayed the same. 8% of people say it has decreased since 1970. Another survey asking people about the things that they do to make an impact. 60% of people say they make an effort to minimize their paper use in everyday life. Only 31% say paper overuse is a major ecological problem. More people are concerned about water and air pollution. And one thing they can do is, in terms of water and wasting it, is apparently hotels are looking into putting AI in your shower. I don't know if you saw this. The idea is that there would be a screen would provide guests with data about their shower length and water use. One aspect could include a timer, much like the pitch clock in baseball, where it encourages people to beat the clock. Supposedly, that could reduce the length of time they spend showering by more than 25%. All that wasted water in hotels.
Well, they, years ago, went to not changing your bedding or towels and all of that every single day that you're staying in a hotel unless you ask.
Right.
Which cuts down on all that, too.
Yeah, the washing and laundry and all that stuff. But, yeah, obviously, you can go out. You can pick up garbage on the side of the road if you want.
Lots of trees will get planted today.
Recycling, very important. We've got single stage around here, which is nice. Don't have to separate stuff. Plenty of ways to help, though. On Earth Day. We've got sports coming up in just a bit. Right now, it is Beartooth, followed by some My Darkest Days.
Rock Mornings on 95.7 The Rock.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene, porn star dancing from My Darkest Days. Got the Monday Morning Throwback coming up in just a bit. Also, some Bad Wolves in Linkin Park. If you need something, you can get in touch with us by visiting rockmornings.com. Got a text from Paul. So the other blackbird could be a starling.
Yeah.
If it has bluish green purple on the neck, could be a crackle.
You want those out of there. Grackle.
Grackle?
You want those out.
He said both are SH
words. They're terrible.
Birds.
You got to knock on your window. They got to get them out of there. That red-winged blackbird's important, though. Leave that one. You'll know when you hear it.
Brenda thought it was an oriole that I was referring to. It's not an oriole. It's just a little clip of orange on its wing as opposed to the whole orange breast. Ogre texted in and said, I'm telling you, Brian, this is the bomb. It can identify birds just by their sound. Turn on record. You'll have a list of birds that are around you from their songs. You can identify by description, too, of course, and it's free. And it's allaboutbirds.org.
Some app.
Some kind of app. Yeah. Right now, it seems like we're pretty consistent with the birds that we've got, though. I haven't seen anything really new recently. We did have a falcon that was hanging out in our backyard when we first moved in a few years ago. So there's like a telephone pole in the backyard. And I went out there one day to mow the lawn. And I looked up and he's just sitting on top of it. I told my wife, don't let the dog out. The little dog, I said, I'm looking for a snack. I haven't seen him, though. It's been a long time since I saw him. We had a mangy fox in our neighborhood for a while, too. Occasionally see him running around. We had deers run through our neighborhood one day. Yeah. It was kind of nuts because we're not like out in the country. We're still in town. But the Brewers over the Cardinals this weekend. Nice sweep. 3-game sweep of the Cardinals. They're in Pittsburgh tonight for the start of 3 against the Pirates. 5:40 first pitch for the Brew Crew. NBA playoffs getting started this weekend. They continue tonight with Orlando at Cleveland for game 2 of that series.
Now the Bucks don't play till tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Philly at New York, 6:30. Lakers at Nuggets at 9 p.m. NHL playoffs started this weekend and continue tonight with Toronto at Boston for game 2 at 6 p.m. on ESPN. You've got the Rangers and Panthers, game 2 of that series at 6:30 on ESPN2. Vegas, Dallas, game 1 of that series at 8:30 on ESPN. And the Kings and Oilers, game 1 at 9 o'clock on ESPN2. Tyler Reddick got the win in NASCAR this weekend.
Big wreck, though.
Yeah, big wreck at the end of the race there. He was able to slide past and capture the checkered flag, his first win of the season. Tyler Reddick winning at Talladega yesterday. And, again, longtime ESPN producer and statistician Howie Schwab, star of the network's popular Stump the Schwab game show from the 2000s, died on Saturday at the age of 63. No cause of death was immediately given. Going to get to our Monday morning throwback in just a couple of minutes. Take a look back from 2015, almost 10 years ago. Also get to that Bad Wolves in a few. And again, if you need something, reach out to us, visit rockmornings.com.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Since 2008, Brian, Gene, and Shaw have been your wake-up specialists.
Like old times, huh?
Now it's time to take a look back.
Go way back.
It's the Monday Morning Throwback. Every Monday morning, throwback.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw, taking a look back in time. 9 years ago, 2015, I was attending the Citizens Police Academy.
Oh, yeah, the program where they take regular citizens and have you on ride-alongs and show you how things work in the department and kind of an educational process about the police department.
So it was 10 weeks. And it was, I think, a couple hours on Tuesday nights. And it was a class situation where you'd go in and you'd learn about the things that the police here in town do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their training activities. Also some actual real-life police work. We fired guns. Speed trap guns, all that mm-hmm. stuff. We did all that. Took the taser. Rode the lightning. Very funny video, apparently, of me getting tased. They were apparently showing it around the office down there, letting mm-hmm. everybody see me get tased.
Your finest moment.
My nephew Jake loves it. It's like his favorite thing in the world.
To watch it over and over.
Yeah. So this is a brief recap of week 7 of the Citizens Police Academy that I was involved in back in 2015. If you want to hear the entire recap, it's on our website. The Monday Morning Throwback.
I also found out that apparently my taser video is it provides a lot of amusement for the police uh-huh. officers down there. They said that they watch it
over and over and yeah, over and over.
Really? Nice. Yeah. Glad you could provide them some amusement, huh?
Yeah.
Shaw, the tang is usually attached to the butt stock.
Oh, well, sure it is.
Just wanted to let
you know
that.
Get that tang real up and tight against the butt stock.
They're attached.
You got to grip that tang firmly, Shaw.
But good advice.
Watch your action when you're doing that.
Use both hands when you're gripping that tang.
Make sure it's...
Don't let it get away from you.
Short or long, Shaw. It could be short or long.
Short or long.
But it's attached right there at the butt stock.
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay.
Can you firmly grip the butt stock?
You're supposed to. Oh, I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
You grip the butt stock firmly before or after the tang?
For the best action.
For the best.
That's what
we're all looking
right
for
there.
Here, right?
I mean, so you want to get the best action out of your tang.
We got to go, Shaw.
Talking about handguns, the week 7 was...
all about that?
All about, handgun training and gun training. We were on the range actually shooting, and it was a lot of fun. I had a good time, other than the taser.
That was not fun.
No. Yeah. I was more worried that I was going to lose control of my bowels than the pain or anything else. I was just so terrified that I was going to poop my pants as soon as the taser hit me, and then I would never be able, I'd have to move far, far away. I could never be seen in public again. As the guy who pooped himself on video getting tased in a police class. Yeah. I did go on a ride-along eventually, and that was a, it was kind of cool, actually. Like, there were two things that happened while I was on the ride-along. This was, again, 2015, 9 years ago. One thing was they pulled a car over. I can't remember exactly why, but after running the information and all that stuff through the system, person had some warrants out. So another officer came by and they got the person out of the car. Then they started searching the car and they brought the drug dog in and all, and they had like all the stuff like taken out.
A lot of action.
Well, and for me, I was just, I thought, you know, we'll just cruise around and, you know, see some stuff. I didn't expect us to be on a actual like call. Well, then after that whole scenario got done, we were cruising around and there was an alarm went off in one of the banks in town, like the we're getting robbed alarms. And so dude, like he hits the sirens and then hits the womp 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 sirens, right? Not just the wee wee, but yeah, the womp, you know, the heavy. And so we're growing like 90 miles an hour down the street towards the bank that had set off the alarm. Excuse me. And he's like unsnapping and unlocking his shotgun, you know, which is sitting right there. And I'm like, oh snap, it's on. He's like, don't get out of the car. You got it, bud.
I'm not getting out.
Apparently
of the car.
False alarm at the time, but that was exhilarating.
Reacted in quick time.
Oh man, it was going so fast. It was awesome. Just everybody pulling over, just wah! I was delighted. But yeah, the recap of week 7 from my time in the Citizens Police Academy from 2015. If you want to hear it in its entirety, it's online on our website. It's fun. We had a good time. I didn't poop myself.
No, I know. I was proud of you.
Extremely worried about that, though. Yeah. Kind of hazy. It was sunny, but it looks like it's starting to cloud over. High temps in the mid-60s today.
Could be windy, could be rainy by later this afternoon.
Going to talk about a door in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
You like to slam doors.
I do. I don't like to.
It's your way of releasing aggression and anger.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I wouldn't say I like to. I just do.
Well, you got teenagers in your house, I'm sure a lot of doors are getting slammed.
It is the truth.
What's your daughter's move? Is it slamming a door? Storming off? Quiet treatment?
All
loud radio?
Depends headphones. On the day. All of those things.
All of it? Okay. All right. Lincoln Park.
Rock Mornings on your rock station.
Rock Mornings of Brian and Gene. And, of course, Lincoln Park. You move into a new house.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a...
And then there's a door. If you found a random door in the basement of your new home that does not lead outside, as in doesn't go to a bulkhead... Up through
no
the basement.
No stairs. No.
And it's also being blocked by a metal cabinet. It was left there by the previous owner. Would you open the door? Could you sleep at night knowing or not knowing what was inside or behind that door?
Yeah, I'd probably open the door.
What if you moved in? Door's there. Metal cabinet's there. Your animals don't go anywhere near the door.
Well, I'm not going to live in the house anymore then. Like, I'm not living in the house and just ignoring it. I'm either opening it or I'm getting the hell out.
I'm a fan of this guy because I, you know me, I watch all the movies. And I am convinced that things in movies exist in real life and people don't pay enough attention to them.
Did the house say
AI,
get out?
Right? AI, Terminator stuff, it's going to happen, right? It's going to take over the world. Maybe not in my lifetime, but at some point AI is going to become sentient and it's going to kill us all. It's going to say humans are a disease and we need to eradicate them from the planet so that the planet can live on. And we've been trying to warn people through movies and TV and all sorts of other media. People don't want to pay attention. They don't want to listen. This guy moved into a new home, found a secret room concealed behind a metal cabinet, shared his find on Reddit, saying, quote, the previous owners of my new house blocked this hidden basement room off with a shelf. The door does not lead outside. So there's no staircase. There's no, again, bulkhead or outside
entry.
It's
a hidden room.
Of course, social media people on Reddit urging this guy to open the door, solve the mystery. However, he dismissed these suggestions, citing a lesson learned from horror films about opening such ominous doors.
I'm not going to open that.
He said, quote, my dogs won't go near the door, so I'm doubly not opening it. Horror movies have taught me that the questions posed are always scarier and more interesting than any answer I could get out of it, so that mother effer is staying close. The picture is very, very creepy. I mean, the door, you got to see this. The door is janky as hell, right? It's a creepy old door. Metal cabinet, sort of, there's a shelf over here on the right. You know, the cement walls with no, they look horrific. It looks like something out of the Blair Witch. And this metal cabinet just sort of angled in front of it, looking like it's trying to prevent people from getting to the door. One user on Reddit said, quote, this is absolute torture. How do you sleep at night knowing there's a door in your house that leads to the unknown? Round up a posse, live stream, and open that bleep. Another social media user chimed in saying, quote, obviously, go through the door. You've got to see what's back there. Someone else said, dude, you've got to open this door. Just make sure to live stream it, you know, just in case. He said, it's truly against my nature to not open it, but if my dogs don't want to go near it, I don't want to go near it. It's probably nothing, and I want it to be something, so I want to keep that mystery alive. I'll open it eventually. I just don't want it to be nothing. The mystery is always cooler than the answer anyway. Interesting take.
I'm selling the house.
What if originally there was a staircase down there that went outside and maybe they filled it in, right? Houses get, you know, remodeled. Things change. So you move in. Let's say you discover it pretty quickly. I mean, you're going to make a tour of the house. Maybe the metal cabinet was there and he moved it and the door was behind it. Because right now in the picture, the metal cabinet is just leaning in front of it, so you can clearly see the door. But maybe he's the one who moved the cabinet. And when he moved the cabinet, the door was there.
It revealed the door?
I'm definitely not opening that door. Now, if I go down there and the metal cabinet's like it is now, where it's angled, and you can see the door behind it, okay, I'm gonna move the cabinet, I'm going to open the door. But if I'm going down there because I want to get this metal cabinet out of the basement, right, I don't have any use for it.
And then you find the door.
And then the door happens to pop up behind this bad boy, I'm taking that guy's lead and I'm not opening that door. I may move out. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Some sort of room where terrible things happen with the lock on
you
the
You only move
outside,
the headstones.
The
yeah. I mean, Amityville, right? They go into the basement. There's that door down there. Dogs scratching at the wall, barking at things. How many examples do you need? If the animals don't go near it, then it's probably haunted or there's something dead back there. How quickly do you move out? Right away?
I'm out.
You leave right away and then you just hope that it can sell? What do you think's behind that door?
I don't know. Probably a room where terrible things happened. That's
some sort of torture chamber?
Yes.
Yeah, again, if I go downstairs and the metal cabinet is in front of the door and then I move the metal cabinet and I see the door for the first time, I'm definitely not opening it. I'm putting the metal cabinet back and I'm going to contact my realtor and I am getting out of that situation immediately.
Right.
But if I go down there and I can see the door and it just happens to be behind a metal cabinet, I'll probably give it a once for. See what up. No? Mm. Most people, I think, would probably leave the door there.
Leave?
Yeah.
Move.
We got some toadies on the way. Going to get to the bad news with Happy Music, the friggin' sports. Read your text as well. If you want to get in touch with us, you can visit rockmornings.com. You can listen live on the website. You can check out our daily podcast as well. Rockmornings.com for all the info.
More of your Rock Mornings coming up in just a bit.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene, Toadies, Possum Kingdom. Jeebus. Amber Heard, 38, plays Aquaman's Queen Mara in the Aquaman movies. Also former Mrs. Johnny Depp.
I tried a new laxative that's both gentle and fast.
New great-tasting Dulcolax soft chews.
I had bowel control issues every morning on the floors, by the foot of the bed, underneath the covers, and up in the bed, too.
New Dulcolax soft chews.
Pooped on the bed.
Yeah, that's revenge poop. That was the first time I ever heard that. It was took a revenge.
I'm going to teach that Johnny Depp a lesson.
Revenge
I'm
poop.
Poop on his bed. What? Amber Heard, 38. Lead singer of Silverchair, Daniel Johns, is 45. Bass player for System of a Down is 50. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Shavo. Shavo is 50. System of a Down bass player. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is 58. He plays Negan on The Walking Dead.
You can breathe. You can blink. You can cry. Hell, you're all gonna be doing that.
Oof. Got him with the bat. Peter Frampton, 74. One of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees in 2024. Frampton.
I think that still record holds true. That's the best or most sold live album of all time.
Of all time, really? Mm-hmm. Frampton comes alive. Jack Nicholson. How old do you think Jack is?
84.
Close. 87.
Here's Johnny.
Did you see we have some friends that were staying at that hotel?
Yeah. Co-worker and his wife at the Overlook Hotel. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jack Nicholson, 87. Born on this day in 1926, died in 2018. Charlotte Ray, she played Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and the spinoff Facts of Life. You know, you take the good, you take the bad.
Take the good, you take the bad.
Take them both.
Take them both, and there you have
the facts of life. That's what you got.
The facts of life.
There's a time you gotta grow and show you know. And now you know about the facts of life. What do you know?
The facts of life.
Come on, Gene.
When the world never seems to believe it, up to your dreams,
suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
You. Just me.
So she's dead?
Yeah, she died in 2018.
Got it.
Charlotte Ray. Mm-hmm. Almost made it to 100. Oppenheimer. J. Robert Oppenheimer. The atom bomb guy. So hot right now. Born on this day in 1904, died in 1967.
You haven't seen that?
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. Going to. I'm still trying to get through Anacondas.
Oh, boy.
We're on the fourth one. This is the one on Saturday where maybe that's why I couldn't stay awake on Saturday because I was watching a stupid Anaconda movie. I kept falling asleep. We're on number four, the last one.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Is it going to wrap up the whole storyline for you?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell's going on. There's more people running around, getting their heads bit off by a snake. April 22nd, 1970, the very first Earth Day was celebrated.
Welcome to Earth.
Thank you, Will Smith. Welcome to Earth. That's the appropriate way to celebrate Earth Day, is punch an alien and then tell it, welcome to Earth. 46 years ago today, 1978, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first appeared as the Blues Brothers on SNL.
For me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
There was these cool statues at the diner that we ate at yesterday that were like probably 4 feet tall of the Blues Brothers.
Oh, really?
They were so cool.
You didn't try to steal them?
We talked about it. I didn't know how to distract it.
1985, 39 years ago today, Prince released his seventh album, Around the World in a Day, featuring, of course, the massive hit, Raspberry Beret.
Well, yesterday was the anniversary of his death.
Yeah. 1994, 30 years ago today, speaking of dying, Richard Nixon died of a stroke at the age of 82. And also on this day in 2004, 20 years ago today, Pat Tillman killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. He, of course, was the NFL player, Cardinal, listed in the Army after September 11th. But there you go. Some birthdays and pop culture dates. Take the good. Take the bad. Take them both. Then you have the Facts of Life team. Going to get to Bad News Happy Music. Also going to read some texts and emails in just a bit. Also got some Fozzy in a few minutes, so stick around for that.
Rock Mornings. On air. Online. On the app.
Rock Mornings, no Shaw this week. On vacation, South Carolina. Holding down the fort. Got a text from Jason. Said Oppenheimer was too long. Did you say 3.5 hours?
Somewhere that is long.
I'll watch it eventually. I'll get around to it. I think it's on Paramount Plus now, right? Streaming.
Probably.
Okay. Jody said, could be treasure behind the door. That is not a treasure door. I'll tell you that right now.
Doesn't look like a treasure door.
Said it could be one-eyed Willie.
Scary, whatever's back there.
Yeah. If you got a look at that door, you wouldn't immediately think, oh, treasure. Vicky texted in, said, dude, the movie Barbarian from 2022, I'm out. I think that's the one with Justin Long.
And there's a door?
Oh, yeah. A lot of doors. Yeah. I think it's like an Airbnb situation. Girl rents it out. Goes to the basement. There's a door. Goes in. Not a good thing. Nope. I think that's the one she's talking about. Chris texted in, said, I would have opened that mofo the minute I found it. Rob texted in, said, with that door, get me a Bible and my gun while I'm... while I'm getting out of there.
Necklace of garlic.
Yeah, so it sounds like Rob is not going into the unknown. Yeah. He's going to get his Bible, get his gun, and leave the house. Brenda texted in, said, dog said no to the door, listen to the dog. Mm-hmm. Dean texted in, said, probably have a squatter living behind that door. Maybe.
Something scary.
Yeah, again. You watch enough movies and stuff and...
you know not to open the door.
Never good when there's a door that leads to nowhere.
An unexplained door.
Yeah. Okay. If we ever remodel our house, I want to do that meme. You put a fake skeleton in like a little cubby if you're redoing the cabinets, you know? So that when somebody comes eventually and remodels the house and takes the cabinets apart, there's a skeleton in there. And they think that there's like somebody died in there. Yeah. Thank you for all the correspondence. Jim texted and said flashbangs are the way to go. So you open the door, you throw a couple of flashbangs in there, then you clear the room, got your six. Yeah, I've got a few friends I know that were in the military. They'll be the ones that I call. Yeah. I'm not going in there all by myself.
No.
No, thank you. Creepy-ass door in the basement. Got Bad News Happy Music coming up. The friggin' sports as well. Daily check-ins. Read more of your emails and text messages. Getting closer and closer to vacation myself. I told you we already got all of our hotels and everything booked. Uh-huh. My wife had to change. We had an Airbnb that we were going to stay at on Cape Cod. We were drinking when we booked it, so that may have influenced our decision. Didn't realize that it was a twin bed.
That's not going to be comfortable.
A twin bed. In the Airbnb. Yeah, it's a nice little cottage on Cape Cod.
Well, one twin bed's
but
not
But one twin bed is not going to cut it for the two of us. We've been sleeping on a king-size bed pretty much the entire time we've been together. And if we do stay in hotels, it's generally a double queen bed situation, right? So we can each have our own bed.
You're not snuggling up next to a little spooning.
No. Yeah. So we she unbooked that and found us a better room situation with a better bed situation.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to figure out this handicap van situation too. I don't know what's going on. I got to talk to my mom. She has to use a handicap van to get around, and she has one, but I think they're trying to sell it. Like, now that she's going to be moving into a assisted living type facility, no need for that anymore, but I don't, can you just rent one of those things?
I don't think so.
Right. You can't just go to Avis and be like, hey, no, I need a handicap accessible van?
I don't think so.
Because we're supposed to take her to a Red Sox game, right? Which I'm all for. I got the tickets. I bought them in the handicap section. All that stuff. Ready to go.
But how do you transport
her? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I don't know if we can just stick her in the back seat or what. I don't know. I got to figure all that crap out, too, this week. And try and get that all locked down. Danzig coming up in just a few minutes right now, Fozzie.
Rock Mornings with Brian, Gene, and Shaw.
Rock Mornings with Brian and Gene. That, of course, Danzig with Mother. Before that, some Fozzie. And just about 2 weeks ago, on the Colorado Rockies April 10th flight on United Airlines, the team hitting coach, Hensley Mullins, was apparently filmed sitting in the cockpit of the charter airplane, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
And now the FAA is getting involved. Colorado Rockies April 10th flight on United Airlines under investigation by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, after video appeared to show team hitting coach Hensley Mullins
sitting
in the cockpit of the charter airplane. Now, this isn't like a regular flight, charter plane. It's just the team on board.
Yeah.
Coaches, staff. But you still can't be up there in the cockpit, dude. A spokesperson for United Airlines, which reported the incident to the FAA, said the following to multiple news outlets in a statement, quote, "We're deeply disturbed by what we see in that video, which appears to show an unauthorized person in the flight deck at cruise altitude while the autopilot was engaged." Mullins, in a since-deleted video originally posted on his Instagram account, appears to be seated in one of the pilot's chairs as the camera pans around the cockpit, showing the pilot next to him. Mullins captioned the video with, quote, "Had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto. Thanks to the captain and the first officer of our United charter that allowed me this great experience."
So he wasn't hiding from it.
No.
Wasn't trying to keep it on the DL either.
People not know the rules? Well, that guy may not know the rules, but the pilot
maybe he doesn't.
And the co-pilot have to know the rules. Yeah. Spokesperson says, quote, "The FAA is investigating this event. Federal regulations restrict flight deck access to specific individuals. We do not comment on the details of open investigations." Pilots, by the way, have since been removed from service as the investigation continues. My guess is they're both going to lose their jobs.
Oops.
Over a hitting coach. Man, if you're going to let somebody in the cockpit, it's got to be Shohei, right? It's got to be somebody of note, not some hitting coach
who then puts it all over
that nobody's ever heard of before.
You lose your job.
Come on, man. I don't even know anybody famous on the Rockies. I don't even know who they got for a player that would be worth it to let into the cockpit.
Eesh.
Yeah, all it takes is one psycho. You let them in, they're like, hey, it's cool, it's all good. And then all of a sudden, there goes the plane. You know? Some guy that's been indoctrinated or something like that. Ugh. The friggin' sports brought to you by I'm Never Flying Again.
I just did. It was fine.
Ugh. No, thank you. I'm out on flying. Green Day in a few minutes, and Bad News Happy Music is coming up next.
Rock Mornings, only on 95.7 The Rock.
You're about to enter a beautiful, exciting, wonderful new world.
A cockroach living in your nostril.
Now that's just nasty.
Add in some
haven't pooped for 30 days.
Poop is raining from the ceilings. Poop.
And sprinkle in some hashtag Florida Man for flavor.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man quits his Burger King job, steals all of their chicken nuggets.
It's bad news.
Bad news.
With happy music.
Let's rock.
Violence in schools, nothing new. It was happening when I was in school 30, 40 years ago. It seems like it's gotten worse and more violent. Used to be you'd fight at the footbridge on the way home, you know. Now you got kids slapping teachers. I don't know if you saw that one. That was this past weekend. Kids slapping a teacher in the face a couple of times. This is a 13-year-old middle school student in Pennsylvania now accused of launching an unprovoked attack against a classmate, violently hitting a 12-year-old girl in the head with a very large Stanley cup.
Oof.
Several times. These are those big
metal
water bottles or whatever the hell they are, mugs that women went crazy for a few months ago.
That will hurt very much if you are hit with it.
The victim, visibly bleeding, taken to the hospital. Thankfully, she's expected to be okay. The attacker, who was also a girl, is going to face charges. One parent says she warned the school counselors that her daughter was threatened by the very same girl earlier the week before. I mean, you can't kick the kid out of school, but obviously maybe there's a
pattern here.
Yeah.
He texted me and just said, "Mom, I'm scared. I can't even tell you what it's like to get a text message like that when your kid is at school." He's been a mess ever since. I just feel like there had to be multiple failures along the way here for this to happen.
You get that call from your kid hearing the words, "Blood and help me," and you freeze and you panic.
If it was taken serious by multiple complaints, that little girl would have been in school today.
You know, how are you keeping our kids safe?
School officials sending notes to parents saying that resources would be available to students who witnessed the incident, that the principal planned to meet with the students to discuss the event. But yeah, attacking another student with a big old heavy metal Stanley mug. What's the most annoying thing about living in the city?
In the city?
Yeah. Not necessarily this city.
Just, you know, like just in town?
In a city.
Neighbors?
All right. Yeah. Neighbors with loud cars.
And I don't even know if I find that annoying, but I'll go with that.
Okay. Apparently, there's a study linking loud cars with traits of sadism and psychopathy. I don't know. Is that how you pronounce it? A study has found a strong correlation between young men who want a car with a modified muffler, so not necessarily a loud stereo, to have traits of psychos and sadism. Tricked out rides, tailpipes, engines, middle of the night.
All the fun stuff.
Revving all the time, coming through your neighborhood. A professor of psychology and management and organizational studies at Western University in London, Ontario, took a look after dealing with loud cars for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Every day we come across these loud cars and pickup trucks and motorcycles that are backfiring and I get startled. My dog was startled. I see the animals run away that are in the trees and the squirrels on the ground. I thought, oh, who really wants to make this kind of noise? And so, a typical academic, I went and did an extensive search and found nothing." Because there were no psychological studies on what kind of person prefers the loud cars, this professor conducted one of her own. The pilot study titled, quote, "A desire for a loud car with a modified muffler is predicted by being a man and higher scores on psychopathy and sadism." It was published last year in the international journal Current Issues in Personality Psychology. Also wrote about it in Psychology Today. She said, "We found that it was sadism and psychopathy." I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because if I'm not, I sound like a moron. "Was predicting who wants to modify their mufflers, who feels more connected to their vehicle, and they think loud cars are really cool." surveyed 529 undergrad business students, 289 men, 234 women, 6 who identified as other. Asked if they viewed their car as an extension of themselves, how much they thought loud cars were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All sorts of questions. But yeah, apparently if you like the modified mufflers that go pop pop or...
And who doesn't?
Yeah. Then you're a sadist and you've got psycho tendencies. Bad news, happy music. Grandmother. Grandmother of the year. Arrested. Why was grandma arrested, Gene?
She shoplifted.
Nope. Arrested last week after she allegedly helped her granddaughter beat up another student at the elementary school. Elementary school is first through sixth grade, typically, right? So we're talking about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Somewhere maybe 12, maybe a 12-year-old. Grandmother dropped off with her granddaughter at the elementary school on Thursday.
So they went in there together swinging? Is that what happened?
According to the police chief, adding that the pair were buzzed into the building for a behavioral meeting. The grandmother saw another girl her granddaughter was having trouble with, so she and the granddaughter followed her into a bathroom. The grandmother then held the girl down while her granddaughter punched her.
Oh.
What I like about this is that they got dropped off. They both did. So, like, mom...
Somebody dropped them and said, go in there, raise some hell.
Yeah.
I'll pick you back up again.
Grandmother in jail, no names being released as she is pending arraignment. But yeah, granny of the year. Hey, grandma, I'm having a problem with this girl at school.
Let's go. Take care of this right now.
I'll hold her down. You beat her up.
Get your uncle to drop us off.
Uncle Gene.
We'll do some
damage.
Do some damage, and then I'll see you for dinner.
You want me to make tater tot casserole? Is that what you make after you help your daughter beat up another girl in the high school, in the elementary school bathroom? Is that what you get? Tater tot hot dish? And lastly, hashtag Florida couple. Facing felony charges after allegedly attempting to claim a $1 million lottery prize.
That they never won?
Kira Ender and her boyfriend Dakota Jones arrested after trying to pass off an altered $50 ticket as a real $1 million winner at a Florida lottery office in Pensacola in early March.
They thought that was going to work?
They could... What they did was they took two tickets and crudely put them together and pretended as if they were the $1 million winner.
It's not going to work.
So, like, think of a scratcher, right?
I do know what you... Yes.
And they would cut them out and tape them together. The mismatched words on the back of the ticket and differing serial numbers were immediate red flags.
Yeah, they're going to know. They can tell the difference.
These two geniuses cooking up a plot down there in Florida. Hey, let's just cut out the winning numbers and we'll stick them all in one ticket.
Tape them on one ticket.
They'll never know.
It'd be easy.
Further investigations revealed that neither original tickets won any prizes. So they didn't get any.
No, yeah.
The arrest report stated that one of the two people signed an affidavit stating the ticket was real and acknowledging the penalties of perjury if caught lying. Their story is inconsistent with the stories, with each other's stories, so they separated them and they both told different stories of how they got the ticket, leading to more suspicion by the police.
Did they not think that anything with this, they were going to look into it or anything? They just were like, this.
One of the cops says, quote, if you're going to try to claim $1 million, you've got to do a lot better than this. You know, you're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal. Apparently, it was pretty janky. I haven't seen a picture of it, but it sounds
janky.
Like they didn't do a very... They didn't even do a very good job with the fake. It was very janky. The couple's attempt to follow up on the prize a week later led to investigators discussing the matter with them in person, which quickly unraveled their scheme. And then, of course, they got arrested. Felony, though. Felony charges. Trying to fake out the lottery. That's not good. Maybe start smaller. $50, right? Maybe start there. See if you can get away with $50.
These are worth $1 million.
Hashtag Florida couple. Busted. Trying to forge a $1 million lottery ticket. Officer not impressed. Says, you got to do a lot better than this. Oh, use the see-through tape. Not the opaque stuff. You got to use the clear stuff. They're going to know. Bad news, happy music. Going to get to our daily check-ins in just a few minutes, read some emails and text messages. Get in touch with us. Visit rockmornings.com. Right now, it's Motley Crue.
Rock Mornings, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. Call.
Hello.
Email.
I tried emailing you.
Text. So many ways to check in with us.
Check.
We rely on you guys for traffic updates, requests, and all sorts of other stuff.
Check this out.
RockMornings.com. Visit the website to get in touch with us. Listen live on the website. Check out our daily podcast as well. I got a text from Jim. Said, well, I guess I believe in Satan when I drive my 69 Nova. Jeepers.
I was wondering about that.
Sadism, not Satanism. Two different things.
Two different things, Jim.
Sadism.
I don't think it applies to everybody. It's not a blanket statement.
Sadism is essentially when you take pleasure from inflicting pain on people. Not Satanism, which is the devil. Or Satan. I get where you're coming from, though, Jim. Jason earlier saying that Oppenheimer was too long.
It was very long.
The guy who the movie's based on was born on this day in 1904. 3.5 hours-ish is what you said, I think.
It's long.
All right. People weighing in on the door in the guy's basement that we talked about earlier. Jody said, could be treasure behind that door.
I don't think so.
It doesn't look like a treasure
door. It does not look like treasure. It looks scary.
Vicky referenced the movie Barbarian from 2022.
I remember now. Watch, I didn't see
Justin
the movie.
Justin Long, I think, is in it, right?
The two, and they go down the thing, yes. And then they both get trapped.
Well, he shows up, and she's there, and she's, like, weirded out by him, but then they go down there, and they're both like, uh-oh. Yeah. That was a good film. You should watch it. It's creepy.
Nope.
Chris would have opened that mofo the minute he found it.
The door?
Yeah. Brenda said, dog said no to the door. Listen to the dog. Yeah. Allie earlier texted in. We were talking about Taylor Swift. New album on Thursday, I think, last week.
Friday morning, midnight.
Midnight, whatever. Friday morning, yeah. And then a second one 2 hours later. And Kim Kardashian's going to be on with Kimmel tonight. We'll see if Kimmel brings up the whole diss track.
Yes.
Allie says, some extra info on the T-Swift, Kim Kardashian
yes,
stuff.
There's lots.
Apparently, Kim called Taylor to ask if Kanye could put her into some of his lyrics.
Well, the story is he put her in there and then tried to ask permission.
It was recorded, which Taylor didn't know, yep. The phone call.
Yes.
Kanye put her into his lyrics, calling her a bitch, which I would assume Taylor did not approve of. Big, messy situation.
Said he wanted to have sex with her, too. Apparently.
Oh.
And then they altered the phone call, supposedly, to make it sound like she agreed to things.
I am learning so much more than I care to know about Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I don't care about these things. They're not real people.
Well, then you learned.
They're just products.
Learned. Thanks for the email.
That's
giving
all they
us
are.
More information.
Yo, Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. Oh, my God. Why anybody cares about this crap is beyond me. I got enough problems of my own, man. But there, thank you, Allison,
for
breaking it down a little bit. We'll see what Kanye has to say, I guess, about it. Does he care anymore? Because him and Kim are, they're not together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's with that other gal. Thank you very much for the correspondence. Good to hear from you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.